Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Rather than me having 893 podcast episodes, I now have to start at zero. But everyone has a challenge. It's how you look at the challenge to make a difference. Your challenge make you better. Your challenge make you smarter. Your challenge make you more wiser. The theme of the Empower Conference is to prove yourself. When you start to do something, people don't see the work. Everyone has a setback, but it's how you communicate the setback that makes a difference. Secret number one, we turn failures into knowledge. Secret number two,
share your vision.
Secret number three,
communicate consistently. Terrell is a Marine Corps veteran, author, and podcasting coach. I ask that you give him your undivided attention, and let's give him a big welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for the introduction. Thank you. Hey, my name is Terrell Humphrey. I'm the host of Failure's Knowledge Podcast, and I actually had the pleasure of hosting a podcast with Eddie Mack, and when he was sharing how the event came up, the Empower Conference, I was inspired because of the story, because of the impact, because of his influence. Not only is he a Marine as well, I am a Marine as well. So simplify to those who have served. Introduction. So I produce over 893 podcast episodes, and I wanted to start this way because my YouTube channel, I know I said podcast, but podcast can be on YouTube, it can be on social media, it can be on different platforms. My YouTube channel actually got deleted because it got compromised. So rather than me having 893 podcast episodes, I now have to start at zero. So when I talk about failure, I talk about failure. Like you can't plan failure. But what you can do is you can get back up, you can learn, and you can actually grow from that. So you mind going to the next slide? Okay, turning challenges. I'll keep forgetting this one right there. Okay, turn the challenges into lessons. How many people, let me ask you a question. How many people in here has ever failed before? Okay, how many people has ever failed and gave up on their goals? The reason why I ask that question is because failure stops a lot of people from growing, from succeeding, from learning, because the biggest thing they do is pick yourself back up. When I was younger, my mom used to say, it doesn't matter how many times you get knocked down, just keep getting knocked down because you have to keep getting up. And when I learned from that as I got older is that everyone has challenges, but your challenge might look different than the next person. Your challenge might look different than what you thought in the past, but everyone has a challenge. It's how you look at the challenge that make a difference. It's how you look at the failure that strengthens you. Your challenge make you better. Your challenge make you smarter. Your challenge make you more wiser. Why is that important? Because failure, you cannot predict failure. Prime example, this morning, me and my wife went to the wrong location. I could have sworn I put the right location in, but that you can't predict that. You can't predict failure, but what you can do is to say, wait, let me, babe, I need your help now. I need your help now. So she helped me with that and made me understand that maybe I was putting it in the wrong, so everyone has a challenge and the challenges appear differently. You mind going to the next one? Let me just put this down. Does this mic work?
Yeah, they both work. They can hear you
online. Okay. So I don't know if you know this reference right here, but this guy is Uncle Ben from the Spider-Man, the original Spider-Man, before they start recreating and redeveloping and having new characters. Nonetheless, my favorite quote from that, with great power comes great responsibility.
What does that mean? As you're failing and you're learning, you're gaining power, you're gaining lessons, you're gaining experiences. And the reason why this is so important, because when you gain the lessons, the power, and the experience, now you can teach other people. Now you can influence other people. Now you can help other people. When I started to understand that I just didn't have a voice, I had impact. I had influence. I had a way where I can actually help others become their own somebody-ness. So you might go to the next slide. So why podcasting builds stronger culture? So 80% of listeners finish most podcast episodes. 80% of listeners. That's a lot of people that's listening to the podcast. And the reason why I'm saying this is because it might feel like you're talking to no one. In fact, y'all remember on the first slide, I said I produced 893 podcast episodes. For majority of the episodes, I was talking to myself. I was gaining the skills. I was gaining the experience. I was gaining the lessons. So when I talked to Eddie, I'm like, okay, now I know how to ask him questions. Now I know how to communicate. Now I know how to learn his story. Oh, I was gaining the lessons. I was gaining the skills. I was gaining the knowledge. The reason why 80% of listeners finish most episodes is because they're in tune with you, with your story, with your impact, and the lessons that you are sharing, or the education that you're sharing. 62% of professionals listen to podcasts weekly. That means that your audience are listening to podcasts. And the reason why that's so important, because when they start to learn more about you, your challenges, your failures, and what you've been through, how you overcame it, how you help others, they start to see and follow you, and now your influence is growing. And 54% feel more connected after hearing authentic stories, which means the more you share, the more you say, hey, I learned this. I'm teaching this because I learned this, but I didn't read it from a book. Even though the books are pretty good, are pretty phenomenal. In addition to that, when you're teaching your own experience, when you're teaching your own lessons, it hit different because it comes from you. The Empower Conference is helping you be empowered. That's why I love it so much. Like Eddie, he did his thing with the Empower Conference. You might go into the next one. Okay, the reality of building a culture through podcasting, it takes time. It takes time, okay? This morning I did 200 push-ups. I was like, okay, I'm gonna try to do 200 push-ups. I'm gonna try to do 200 push-ups in like 10 minutes. And I broke it down, rather than me trying to do 1 to 200, I'm like, that's a lot. So I broke it down to 50 at a time. So I did two sets of 50. Then I broke that down. I was like, ooh, that's kind of hard. Broke it down again to 25. So it takes time because you have to really be consistent. You don't develop a habit in one day. In fact, it takes 21 days to build a habit. In addition to that, as you're building this habit, you're building routine. As you're building routine, you're developing a skill. As you're developing a skill, you're turning your failure into knowledge. Okay, you might go to the next one. Okay, so this picture right here is actually pretty good. So this was my first ever summit online. And during that time, I was going through, I went through a divorce. And whenever I heard the word divorce when I was younger, I didn't know nothing about it. But to experience the divorce, a divorce sounds like a cuss word. It sounds like I'm getting cussed out. Like whenever you say divorce, it's like, God, stop. That's so brutal. In addition to that, as I was sharing my story, one second.
Yeah, use the podium mic because they're having a hard time hearing you online.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now? Can I take this out?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Say it again? Okay. So when I did my summit, there was a lot of people watching the presentation. And as I was presenting, I was talking about repurposing your pain. I know it's hard to see in the background, but it says repurpose. That's hard to see back there too. Repurpose your pain. And like I mentioned earlier, you're sharing your lessons, you're sharing your what you experienced, and you're sharing your growth. And then people start to say, oh, you got various stages of healing. I'm like, wait, hold on, I just said that. Hold on, you gotta learn who you are. The model, the theme of the Empower Conference is to prove yourself. Okay, you have to be one with yourself, not two. I'm like, oh, hold on. I think those are my quotes. Those are my sayings. Those are my teaching. And when I start to understand that the podcasting was helping me empower others, not only online, but when I got to in person, they'd start to say, I feel seen. Raise your hand if you ever talk to somebody and say, I don't know why I'm talking to you, but you just feel really comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They come to you like you a counselor.
Right.
A counselor. Now you got to set the limit. I'll just wait. you might go to the next one. So according to McDowell, if I say that right, et al. And Nicole et al., embodying storytelling broadly helps organizations better communicate their strategy, empower teams, and create shared meaning. And the reason why I wanted to share this one, and underneath it is the citation where I got it from, is because your story is what makes a difference. Your story is what sells. Your story is what helps others say, I feel seen, because I'm not the only one that's going through this. When I was going through my divorce, there go another cuss word. As I was going through my divorce, I went to this training. I was stationed in California, and we was doing this hill. Like, the hill was really steep. So you have to go up it, then you have to go down, you have to make curves, and it was, imagine walking it. So as we're walking it and running it, I'm walking with one of my buddies, and he was like, I'm going through the same thing. I said, what you mean? I'm not alone? He said, yeah, man, me and my girlfriend, like, we're not on good terms right now. Oh, it's called not on good terms. But as I'm listening, I'm like, oh, we get each other. So when you start to share yourself, people start to say, I feel seen. Am I going to the next one? Okay, who is this for? If you're a leader, raise your hand. Okay, maybe. If you're a leader, raise your hand. I think there's everybody in here. Everyone has a voice. Everyone has a story. Everyone has been through different experiences. The reason why failure is so important, because you can't teach nothing that you ain't been through. You can't teach nothing that you just read. As much as it sounds good. I remember in 2022, I read 22 books about real estate. And during that time, I was doing real estate wholesaling. Needless to say, I was not that good. However, it took me 18 months to close one deal, to close one transaction. And the reason I'm sharing that is because this is another failure. I can't teach real estate because I only closed one deal. But I can teach podcasting because I have over, I had over 893 podcast episodes on YouTube. Okay, you mind going to the next one? Okay, I keep forgetting this one right here. Okay, the simple path to building culture through podcasting, share your leadership story. If you raise your hand stating that you are a leader, you have a story behind your business. It's not just your business that makes a difference. It's your story and how you're sharing, how you're growing, how you're connecting with others. And that make a difference because people start to feel seen through you. It might not seem like you're not helping no one, but everyone just said y'all counselors now. So if y'all counselors, not in, just playing, but as y'all helping others, y'all become someone that they can go to. Y'all become influential. Y'all become impactful, and y'all help them be more empowered within themselves. You can also turn conversations to collaboration. This is a collaboration with me and Eddie. When he came onto the podcast, started sharing how the Empower Conference came about, I was like, oh, that's good. But how did it do that? But why did? And then Eddie just got to sharing and sharing. I'm like, this is really good. One thing I learned about podcasting is that if you learn how to listen, you learn how to learn. I said, oh my goodness. So the last one is strengthen your culture. So your culture is built off of your story. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, and I'm actually listening to this book. It's called, I actually forgot the name, but the author is John Johnson. It's about the Ebony magazines, Ebony magazines. And as I'm listening to it, a lot of people don't know where Little Rock, Arkansas is from. Do y'all know where Little Rock, Arkansas is from? Like, have you ever visited? My point exactly. Okay. In the book, he's talking, and then he referenced Arkansas. I'm like, okay, that's one time. He's talking again. He say Little Rock. I said, hold on. He's talking again. He say Little Rock, Arkansas. I said, oh, this man has a story. And this book was made back in the day. He was talking about like 1913. He was talking about his grandparents and segregation. I was like, wow, his story makes a difference. But it's me listening to it that's helping me be more empowered. So you might go to the next one. My goal for this presentation, I want to show you how using podcasting as a leader, that's too small back there, can strengthen your culture, improve communication, and lead with clarity and confidence. The last part I want to hit on is confidence. Some might say, you're really confident. But what about the work when I was doing when I wasn't as confident? There's things that we go through as people, as leaders, to understand that we're actually learning to become better, to become more confident, and really understand we're growing, we're developing. I literally remember my first podcast that I ever done. I had actually it wasn't even on video; it was on audio because you can do video and audio for your podcast. And I had my computer, I set up the microphone, and I was talking. It was only 3 minutes. It was the longest 3 minutes I ever done before. But I was gaining the skills. I was like, okay, I'm going to try for 3 minutes and 30 seconds. I went for 60 seconds because it was 3 minutes and 30 seconds is really long. And I'm sharing this because when you start to do something, people don't see the work. People don't see the grind. People don't see how many nights, how many days it takes for you to really build your confidence. You're not confident just because you was born. No. In the Marine Corps boot camp training, there's a course that's actually called the confidence course. I didn't recognize it, but then when I started watching videos, I was like, they crazy. You have one exercise where you have to climb up a high building, but then like when you get there, you gotta hold the log and you gotta go over and you gotta go back down. But then when you get up there, it's like, wait, hold on. That's kind of far. But the confidence, you're building your confidence because every step matters. Every lesson matters. And every lesson matters even more. You might go to the next one. So as I shared, that was my first couple of videos. And over time, like you're really, I'm developing, you're growing, but people don't see the work. People, like, it was hard for me to record a video like that. But what I learned is that I was gaining the skills, just like I mentioned earlier. I was gaining the skills to be confident. I was gaining the skills to be a podcaster. I was gaining the skill to become a Marine. You can't get a title of a Marine. They say you have to earn one. The slogan is the few, the proud, the Marine. I don't know if y'all saw that ad or not. You might go to the next one. So I felt alone. She had the story about my divorce. You might go to the next one. Yeah, okay. Oh, I can go right here. So after 893 podcast episodes, before my YouTube got deleted, that's when I started to learn more about the business side of content creation or podcasting. It wasn't just podcasting. It wasn't just having conversations. I started to learn, like, wait, hold on. You can actually make money from interviewing people? How you do that? I want to learn how. Oh, now you got to learn how to market yourself, how to sell yourself, how to follow up. Oh, my goodness. Now you got to learn the business side of it, what you're offering. And but it took me a half a decade to learn about the business side of podcasting. But now that I have the skill, I have to get educated to learn more about the podcasting side. That's why I always say, well, I'm referring to failure because you don't know what you don't know. When you start to learn, you start to say, wow, there's a lot of information here. I'm in college for business. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of information here. The words, the language, the vocabulary, I'm like, I would have never imagined. But now that I understand the route, now I understand the path, now I develop the skill, everything is starting to make sense now. So failure is not bad. Failure is only there to help you grow and develop within yourself. You might go to the next one. So I was doing something wrong. I was just podcasting. Like, it's not hard for me to get people and communicate with people to get them on a podcast. However, it was hard for me to say, I have something to sell. I have something to offer because I thought sales was bad. Has anybody ever thought sales was bad? Like, it's like grimy, it's sneaky, it's unfair. But then you start to understand, like, wait, sales isn't bad. It's just you're helping someone with a problem that they have. Well, here comes another problem. What problem do they have? So I was doing something wrong. Am I going to the next one? The problem, I just shared the problem. You might go into the next one. What's possible? When you share your story, not just on a podcast, this is in person, but this can become a podcast because me and Eddie met on a podcast. And when what's possible is that you can make a connection not only in person, but online. But then we combine the two, you have unlimited impact. The slide with Uncle Ben, the original Uncle Ben, with great power comes great responsibility. Here go another quote. With great understanding comes great patience, because now you understand how you can help people, how you can empower people, how you can inspire people. See, when you prove yourself first, well, first you have to prove yourself. Then as you're proving yourself, people start to see like, wow, he or she is very confident. They're the confidence word. How can I get like them? How can I learn what they learned? How can I be around them even more? What's possible is that when you share your story, you make that connection. As you're making that connection, you're making that impact. You mind going to the next one? After half a decade is a long time. I discovered this the hard way. You mind going to the next one? If you're probably struggling with podcasting or don't even have thought about podcasts but never considered to do it more often, here go another way to share that. If you're struggling with sharing your story and don't understand the importance behind your story, don't understand the value behind your story, this is probably why. You mind going to the next one? So the hard way, I'm not going to read all that, okay? But the number at the bottom, my upfront cost me $50,000 to learn this. And it might seem that's a lot of money. But what reason I'm sharing that is because here comes another failure. How do you learn how to understand how to help people if you're not willing to invest in yourself? If you're not willing to go through the trials and tribulations, the experience that you cannot predict, life is going to show you that you are willing to grow within yourself. But you have to be willing to take that risk. You have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing to learn. You don't know everything. In fact, I didn't even know that you can have a PhD. Yeah, a PhD in business. I was like, what? You can have a PhD in business? I'm going to get my bachelor's in business. I'm going to get my master's in business. I'm going to get my PhD in business. My professor now, because I'm in a sales class, she was like that. She has her, what did she say? She said, I just forgot it. It was something important, but I just forgot it. You might go to the next one. So I'm failing in front of y'all, okay? So I'm going to show you. Okay, you might go to the next one. Okay, so here are the three secrets. If you have a pen, piece of paper, or your phone, here are the three secrets to really build culture through podcasting. Just to make sure we good on time. How much time?
Oh, you're good. You'll see a green card. You ain't got 10 minutes.
Okay. Three secrets to building culture through podcasting. And secret number one, turn failures into knowledge. This is my first one out of all, this is my favorite one out of all the lessons. But every lesson is equivalent. Wait, is important. So you mind going to the next one? Next one. So secret number one, turning failures into knowledge. Back in 2021, that was during COVID still, but back in 2021, that's when I started my podcast. That's when I paid for a course to start my podcast. And then I started to learn what you needed to have, why you needed to have certain things, where you needed to show up, what you needed to talk about, why was it important? And mind you, 2021, I'm still learning why it's important. However, I started to see it the more I start to produce, the more I start to have my podcast, the more I start to really build the Failures Knowledge podcast. You might go to the next one. So there's a he passed away, but a motivational speaker, a famous. He's a motivational speaker, but he's a great businessman. But I didn't know he was a businessman because I saw all his videos. Like, yeah, man, like if you want to, what do you say? You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great. And I was watching a couple of his videos, and when he is talking, like he'd take a knee and he'd be talking. And I said, ooh, that's smooth. I'm gonna have to do that one day. So that one day might be coming today. You might go into the next one. Challenge accepted. Okay. I started without second guessing. So episode number two, this is back in, I don't know if you see the date, but it's November 7th, 2021. And the title, you have to go through life. Hold on. You have to go through a phase of life to understand more about yourself. And the theme of this event is called Prove Yourself. Eddie was already on it. The reason why I'm sharing that is because you have to start with yourself. You can't, there's a good video that I saw, and it makes a lot of sense. That he has two water bottles. One is full, one is empty. And he proceeded to open both of them, and he say, this one, which is the half one, if I want to pour into this person, I can't, because I don't have that much to pour. Whereas the one that's already full, if he get this bottle, he or she get the bottle and pour it to the other person, they still have a half container. And when I saw that, I said, ooh, that's different. But why is that different? Because when you start with yourself, you get full. When you start with yourself, you learn how to help others because you've helped yourself. When you start with yourself, you understand that people are just going through a phase of life. And when you understand their phase of life, you can understand that their failures, their outcomes, and your experience can help them grow within themselves. Am I going to Nicklin? Step one. Okay, here go the steps. For the secret number one, turn their failures into knowledge. Step number one, commit to turning failures into knowledge. You cannot predict failure. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. You cannot try to be perfect. But what you can try to be is human. Talk about your failures, talk about your mistakes, talk about your experience. People want to know that you are human, or I feel seen, or I'm just like them, or they are just like me. Step number two. Next slide. Step number two. Ask, what did this failure teach me? And I know the picture is kind of graphic, but I had gotten a car accident back in 2022 when I was getting out the Marine Corps. And we was in traffic, and I was on my phone. And when I looked up, the car was getting close. I tried to swerve. I hit my left front tire, and the guy behind me hit the back. But when I was able to pull up to the side, I felt my body, looked at it to see if I was bleeding. I wasn't bleeding. I tried to open my door. I had to give it some ump because I just got hit, and it wasn't easy to open. Nonetheless, when I got out, I said, ooh, okay, I'm okay. I'm okay. I go to the person who hit me. I said, you okay? He said, yeah, I'm good. He spoke Spanish. I said, you good? He did that. And then the woman who I hit, she was like, yeah, I'm good. 5 minutes later, she drove off. During that time, I had called the police because I'm trying to be responsible. I got in a car accident. I caused it. I called them. They gonna say, well, we don't come at this time. I said, what you mean? It was a car accident. It was like, is anybody dead? No. Well, we ain't coming. What do you? What? So what are we supposed to do? So I called a tow truck, and I always ask, what does this failure teach me? And I'm sharing this with you because that failure taught me, one, stop being on your phone when you're driving traffic, especially when traffic is moving at a slow pace. Great lesson. Great lesson. Lesson two, it's okay to go through the failure. It's okay to go through the unexpected. If you're always expecting to go to have a plan to go right, you're expecting everything to go right, which is okay. I'll give you an example. Me and my wife, so I'm learning how to plan ahead. I'm learning how to plan and actually plan accordingly for our events or for a location or our travel or whatnot. And for this one, I'm like, okay, I have it to the T. We're going to go to this hotel. We're going to arrive at the airport at this time. And then once we get to the airport at this time, we're going to take an Uber to the hotel. Then at the hotel, we're going to come here at this time. I got it all mapped out. I called the Uber where we land. I booked the Uber. I'm like, all right, cool. It's going to be here in 10 minutes. By the time we get our bags and get everything and get outside, they'll be here. We get our bags and get outside. Guess who wasn't there? The Uber. I said, hold on. I just booked it. I booked it like 10 minutes ago. I put the wrong address in. He told me a place I ain't know. I'm like, bro, I don't know what that is. I'm at the airport. Are you at the airport? He said, no. I said, well, how can I cancel that? You cannot predict your failures, but your failures are going to happen regardless of the matter. It's how you handle your failures. So that was step number two. Step number three. Apply the lesson for yourself. Remember I told you I was in real estate? this video, I was actually door knocking, and door knocking is brutal. It is brutal. I remember this one time I went door knocking and I knocked on a couple doors, and one door I had knocked on. I had knocked on the door, stood back, no answer. Okay, knocked on the door again, stood back, no answer. But as I'm looking to the right, I see somebody looking. Teach what you just learned. Step number four. Teach the failure to others. What I'm doing now. You all are already doing it because people are coming to you and say, hey, I need help with XYZ. That XYZ could be education. That XYZ can be how to be a mom. I was raised by a single mom and she raised three boys by herself. Or it can be how to be a husband. It can be how to be a Marine. People are already coming to you. So why not continue to teach them when they're not coming to you? So that's the step number four. So that secret number one is what?
Turn failures into knowledge.
Yes. So my total investment to learn all of this was $50,000, as I learned, as I stated earlier. Next slide. Okay. So Sherry was actually my first person I ever helped, and I didn't even know I was helping her. But I want to read the second sentence. It says, I have been dealing with wanting to start a business, but I would be all over the place and I didn't believe I could start a business. And I want to stop right there, because there's a point in time when you have a dream, when you have a desire. I want to launch my business. I want to grow my business. I want to do something that I enjoy. But before you do something that you enjoy, you have to understand what you're doing. I didn't even know I was helping her. I'm like, well, you know, let's get on a call. And we met at a conference where I actually met my wife at. And it was more so of, I was speaking about what I've been through. I was helping from a point of experience rather than a point from, I read this, this is how I'm going to help. No, I went through this. This is how I got through this. And this is how I helped her get through it. So she ended up starting her business. I saw a post a couple weeks ago, and she's actually in real estate. She's doing better than me. So she's doing what she said that she wanted to do. Next slide. Rich, I want to read the first sentence. It says, thank you, Terrell, for dotting the I and crossing the T for me. I met him at another conference. And again, I didn't know how I wanted to help him or how I could help him. But I'm learning that if you just believe in what you're doing, eventually you understand how you can help people. But it's the conversations, it's the questions, it's the concern, it's the experience, it's the failure. It's the failure that's most important. Next slide. All right, who is this business spotlight for? I'm just going to read the first one. Leaders. If you're a leader, raise your hand. Okay. This is for you. Next slide. Okay. Secret number two. We already went over secret number one, which was?
Turn failures into knowledge.
Yes. And then secret number two, share your vision. Next slide. I forgot this was here, but I didn't forget. I went to a presentation the other day, and actually when I was in, what's today? Saturday, Thursday, I had class, and a guest speaker came in, and she had a quote in there about vision. And in the Bible, it says something about, I don't know the exact quote, but it says, where there's no vision. So y'all read the Bible too, huh? Okay. Say, what is it? Okay. I'm gonna have to read the whole chapter then. Next slide. Turn setbacks into strengths. So picture on the left, the one with the crutches. My high school senior career ended the fourth game because I had torn my ACL. And I don't know if you ever been through like an injury or a mishap that you wasn't planning, but imagine learning how to walk again. Imagine how to learning how to run again. Imagine learning how to jump again. So you have to go through the process of learning, but wait, that was another failure because I just can't predict to, you know, tear my ACL. When it tore, I was like, oh, my life is nothing now. Because all I knew was football. But in reality, it's like, okay, when you find yourself first, there's a lot of things that you can do. And you got another failure. I was going to school for physical therapy or kinesiology. And I was in biology, you know, trying to take the class, trying to do good in it. And the teacher was just talking. He was teaching. But then when I go do the study guide and we do the test, what's on the study guide ain't on the test. I said, maybe I ain't listening. Every test, before I had moved to with my wife back to Temple, I saw a folder with all my failed tests. I didn't pass not one exam. And I tried. I'm asking my classmates, like, how are y'all studying? Because I'm not getting it. Maybe I'm missing something. But it's understanding that your failures are going to teach you a lesson. Okay, what did this failure teach you? Physical therapy ain't for me. Too many science classes. And I'm like, yeah, I can't do it then. On the right, there's a podcast. I was in Little Rock, Arkansas, and I was interviewing this entrepreneur who was in trucking. So as I'm talking to him, he's going about and sharing his failures, his lessons, and his experiences. And I was like, wait, I have something. I've been podcasting for quite some time, but now I have something because of the understanding of the business. And I was like, oh, well, how can this be a business? When you're talking to other people that you have access to, your audience starts to learn from them. Your audience starts to learn from their experience, from their failures. And it's like you're really making the difference because you're the one bringing people together. Eddie is the one making the difference because he's the one bringing us together. You have to prove yourself first before you prove it to others. Next slide. So don't wait for perfect. I'm not perfect. And what is the terminology? Perfectionist? Is that the word? How many perfectionists do we have in here?
It just worked.
Right.
Look, you was fired.
Knowing is half the battle. And knowing that is half the battle. I know for a fact, if I'm trying to do something, I'm going to be bad at it. I'm just going to do it. And I'm saying that because when I started podcasting, I just started podcasting. I'm saying that because when I had a desire to learn about physical therapy, I just went all in. I didn't recognize me going all in was going to cause me to pivot. You have to be okay with pivoting because understanding that you're growing within yourself. So don't wait for perfect. And when you're starting and doing, wait, it looks perfect. It sounds perfect. But is it perfect? Nope, because something can always be better. And that's absolutely okay. Next slide. Thank you. Don't wait for perfect. Start building your message. Start sharing your message. You're already sharing it when people come to you. As more people come to you, start sharing it more often, more consistently, and you will see the impact that you're making within yourself. Next slide. Okay, step two, practice sharing your story. Next slide. Refine one story. Step number three, refine one story at a time. Continue to refine your story. Every time you do something, you have a new story. I got in a car accident. I failed an exam. I got married again to the love of my life. And there's lessons between everything that you're doing. Step number four, use podcasting to build culture and put your business in the spotlight. So people are waiting to hear your story. People are waiting to say, I feel seen. People are waiting to say, they understand me. Here's the caveat. When people say they understand me, you have never met them. But it's you being consistent. It's you being consistent of you sharing your story. Next slide. While your business is going, next slide. This is a video of what Jake said. Jake was in real estate and I was telling him about podcasting and how you can actually, like, whatever you do, record everything. It doesn't matter what you do because you never know when you're going to need it. I did a documentary. It's called Starting with the Dream documentary. And same advice I gave him. I was doing it for myself. I put the documentary together. I was like, I have 900 old videos. I have 21,000 and some change of videos, pictures of my whole life. I said, this is great. But just imagine the amount of stories that you have within yourself. So record everything. Next slide. Share your story. Thanks, man, for helping me on this journey. We are on our way. Keep motivating us. Next slide. That's the consistent part. Secret number two, share your vision. Secret number three, communicate consistently. And secret number three, communicate consistently. Secret number three, communicate consistently. Next slide. Next slide. So I want to read this stat. 72% of organizations that increased their investment in communication saw improved culture or morale, which means the more you share, the more you talk, the more you communicate, the more people start to learn more about who you are and how you can help them. But you have to do it every day, every week, every month, every year, because the consistency matters. When I look at my data from my podcasting, I see people watch videos or podcasts from a month or 2 months, a year ago. I'm like, y'all still be watching that? Oh, I get it now. It's consistent. Like, you have to be consistent with everything. Next slide. Consistency build culture, and you, what is that? You can, and keeps you in the spotlight. Oh, keeps you in the spotlight. So it's possible. Spotlights it's not limited. So this is a spotlight. Online is a spotlight. Podcast is a spotlight. The more you get on spotlights, the more you get on, the more you get on different platforms and share your story, the more you can make a difference. So you have to do it often and have to be consistent with it. Next slide. Your business story deserves a spotlight. Your experience, your stories, your failures, your lessons, it deserves a spotlight. Don't say, I feel bad because I did something wrong. No, embrace that. Be empowered that you did something wrong. Because if you did something wrong, guess what? You're trying. You're trying. You have to continue to try. Next slide. All right. So step number one, define your goal. And this is communicate consistently. Next goal. Step number two, align with hosts who have credibility and connection. For the you know how I mentioned earlier about teaching from a book? If you have people teaching from a book, I can feel it. I can feel it, because I'm going to ask them, when did you do this? How did it go? What did you learn? And they be lying. I said, yep, I can't do it. I can't do it. Next slide. Step number three, identify what problem their podcast solves. So the Failures Launch podcast help leaders turn setbacks into success. Everyone has a setback, but it's how you communicate the setback that makes a difference. Next slide. Check for consistency and commitment. Remember I said about how some people are watching my podcast from a year ago and month ago. When you meet people today, they're going to watch your old content. I didn't recognize that until I started looking at the information. I was like, wait, that makes sense. Because when they meet you today and then they start learning about you, start discovering you, start understanding more about you, they start to see what you have to offer. Next slide. Keep showing up. This was actually on my old YouTube before it got deleted. It said, I want you to keep showing up as you have been. Good work, brother. You never know who's watching. And I didn't recognize that was important until you never know who's watching. So people would be like, thank you. You actually helped me. And I'm like, with what? Then they express how I helped them. Next slide. What happens when you finally put your business out there? This is not test mode. You can skip it. I've read this one. This one blew my mind. According to Gallup, only 19% of employees strongly agree that their manager explains how the organization's culture's value influence their work. Your story is the influence. Your story is the impact. Your story is what empowers others. Next slide. Three secrets again. Secret number one. Three secrets. Secret number one. Turn failures into knowledge. Okay, almost done. Secret number one.
Turn failures into knowledge.
Secret number two.
Share your vision.
Secret number three.
Communicate consistently.
And I think that's it. If you follow these steps, you're better to communicate and strengthen your culture. Next slide. And then this is how you can follow me on any platform. It's the exact same. And then last slide. You can just take a picture of this. This is a testimonial slide, and you can watch the podcast that I mentioned with Eddie earlier. So after you submit the testimony, you can be able to watch the podcast. So you never know who's watching you, but never be afraid of your failures, because your failures is meant to be knowledge. Thank y'all.